USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Coronavirus concerns continue with the virus's latest Omicron subvariant referred to as BA5. According to CDC data, as of earlier this month, the highly transmissible subvariant is considered responsible for more than half of the nation's new COVID cases. White House COVID response coordinator Dr. Ajit Jha tells ABC's This Week what's being learned about the latest strain.
We're still seeing protection against infection. I mean, obviously, protection against serious illness is still preserved, and that's the good news. But we're still seeing some protection against infection, but not as much. This is that immune evasive nature of this virus.
An investigation is underway after three people were killed in a shooting at an Indianapolis area mall. The suspected gunman is dead, shot by an armed citizen at the mall. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
As the humanitarian crisis at the southern border continues, Texas and Arizona have taken an apparent stand against the Biden administration's border policies by busing illegal immigrants to the nation's capital. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser expresses her concerns over the situation.
I worked with the White House to make sure that FEMA provided a grant to a local organization that is providing services to folks. But I fear that they're being tricked into nationwide bus trips when their final destinations are places all over the United States of America.
A Casper Star Tribune poll released Friday of the Wyoming House Republican primary found that Harriet Hagman is beating Representative Liz Cheney 52-30%. Hagman is a candidate that former President Donald Trump is supporting. USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
An unusual death in Missouri is being investigated.
A Missouri resident who became infected with a rare brain-eating amoeba has died. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services stated that the resident may have been exposed to the amoeba, commonly found in warm, fresh water like lakes and rivers, while swimming at the Lake of Three Fires in Taylor County, Iowa. The Iowa Department of Health and Human Services is conducting testing in conjunction with the Center for Disease and Control Prevention to confirm the presence of the amoeba in the lake. They have temporarily closed it. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
The United States is taking gold in women's shot put for the first time ever at the World Athletics Championships. Chase Ely's gold medal winning throw came on her first attempt at the competition in Eugene, Oregon, Saturday. Her throw of 20.49 meters denied the defending champion from China her third straight gold medal. Disneyland celebrated their 67th anniversary Sunday. The happiest place on Earth opened its gates July 17, 1955. Back then, a ticket cost just $1 for adults and 50 cents for children, with each attraction costing between a dime and 35 cents. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.